Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 25th, 2015. Today is Wednesday in the fifth week of Lent. As we have journeyed together through the Gospel of John, one thing has become very clear. Jesus doesn't have an identity crisis. In this Gospel, more than any other, Jesus is certain about his identity, his relationship to God, what he has been sent to do, and how he is to go about doing it. This clarity puts him at odds early in the gospel with the religious leadership, and it continues through the climax of the gospel in Jesus' suffering and death. Throughout the Gospel of John, Jesus uses I am statements. These metaphors and statements about his identity that he uses are meant to hearken back in John's telling of the story to that great encounter between Moses and the burning bush, where Moses asks God for God's name and God says, "I am that I am." We have heard in this gospel during this Lenten season, Jesus say things like, "I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life." Later in the gospel in John 12, Jesus will say, "I am the resurrection and the life." In John 14, he will say, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." These I am statements, while very direct, are also somewhat esoteric. How do you get your thought process around "I am the bread of life," or "I am the light of the world," or "I am the resurrection"? In today's reading from John chapter 10, we get one of the most concrete images of Jesus as Jesus envisions himself. In today's reading, he says, "I am the good shepherd who lays down his life for the sheep." That image would have been immediately accessible to those under the sound of Jesus' voice. The notion of a shepherd who genuinely cares for his sheep, who does whatever is within his power to protect the sheep, who does not run away in the face of danger to the sheep. There's a relationship between the sheep and the shepherd. The shepherd looks out for the sheep, and the sheep know the shepherd's voice. Everyone that Jesus was speaking to when he makes this statement about himself would have understood the metaphor. And even as far removed as most of us 21st century urban dwellers are from the life of a shepherd, we somehow get internally the relationship. We somehow understand the care and the compassion and the reciprocity of relationship between sheep and shepherd. And even those of us who've never really been around sheep very much are taken by the image. So what does it mean, really, to say Jesus is the good shepherd? Plenty of people have taken a go at that. But it seems to me that at the very least, what it means for us is that the Good Shepherd is committed. The Good Shepherd sticks with it. The Good Shepherd will not abandon the sheep. I don't know about you, but it is very comforting to me to know that Jesus, my friend and Savior, will never forsake me. I may wander astray, I may go off the path, but the shepherd keeps coming after me. The shepherd will not leave me defenseless. The shepherd will accompany me. I think there's some reason why this image is so particularly attractive to those of us who can feel lost and astray in our lives. We can feel confused. We can feel like we don't know which way to go. And maybe in the midst of all the confusion, we are straining to hear that voice of the Good Shepherd. I think there's also a big connection in this passage with the psalm that so many of us learned in Sunday school, know by heart. We quote it often at funerals. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. In the midst of all of the anxiety that seems to surround us these days, these images of a caring shepherd provide some comfort. And you know what? I don't think there's anything at all wrong with those of us out enduring the vicissitudes of life, desiring a little comfort. And so today I thank God for God's Son Jesus, who is the light of the world, who is the bread of life, who is the resurrection, who is the way and the truth and the life, and who is the Good Shepherd, who comes that we, his people, his sheep, might have life and have it more abundantly. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, renew in us the gifts of your mercy, increase our faith, strengthen our hope, enlighten our understanding, widen our charity, and make us ready to serve you through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.